Hello and welcome to Money Control's Coronavirus Essential Podcast. I'm your host, Shraddha Sharma. And before we get to the updates from India, the recent that is coming while we speak is that the government has extended the lockdown for 2 more weeks. So basically, after a comprehensive review and a meeting, the lockdown measures have led to gains in COVID-19 situation in the country, and the Ministry of Home Affairs has now issued new guidelines to regulate different activities based on the risk profiling of the districts, that is the green, orange and red zones. So there will be considerable relaxations in the districts falling in the green and orange zones, but the red zones will still have strict guidelines. So this is what the latest update is. Now the lockdown is extended till May 17th. And in the last 24 hours, we have recorded around 2,000 positive coronavirus cases in India. The total number of positive cases have now crossed the 35,000 mark. With over 10,400 cases, Maharashtra is the worst impacted state, and it continues to be so, followed by Gujarat with over 4,300 cases and Delhi with over 3,500 cases. Number of COVID-19 cases in Uttar Pradesh have crossed the 2,280 mark, out of which over 1,680 cases are active and 41 patients have succumbed to the infection so far. We are seeing a recovery rate of 25.37%. That means in India, over 8,800 patients have recovered from COVID-19. In Maharashtra, over 16,000 people are arrested for lockdown violations so far, and Maharashtra police has registered over 85,500 offenses against these lockdown violators. Also in Maharashtra, the first COVID-19 patient which underwent plasma therapy passed away on April 29th is what the Indian Express has reported. Also, Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal today addressed the media, and he has said that they will continue clinical trials of plasma therapy as the results initially are looking good. Apart from that, Goans will get free quarantine on return from other states is what the Chief Minister Pramod Sawant has said. Also, Karnataka has suggested use of antiviral drug Remdesivir as a trial for COVID-19 patients. The drug has been found to, aid recovery in COVID-19 patients in the initial clinical trials. Also, Ministry of Home Affairs has allowed movement of stranded migrant workers and students by special trains. We reported this yesterday also, and the railway will now endeavor to ensure social distancing norms and hygiene among the passengers in the trains, and on longer routes, the railway will also provide a meal en route during the journey. Over 12,700 migrant workers in Andhra Pradesh alone are willing to return home. Also, government operated its first special train for interstate movement of migrants as its pilot project. It was a 24-coach train that carried migrants from Telangana to Jharkhand. Also, if you talk about this project, Andaman and Nicobar Islands will decide to arrange special ships between Port Blair and Chennai to basically ferry these stranded migrant workers, students, pilgrims and tourists, as per the official report today is what PTI had reported. Also, Health Ministry Joint Secretary Lav Agarwal has said that we have to ensure that districts are demarcated into red, orange or green zones properly. And for the detailed list of these zones, you can check out the Money Control website. Basically, the Union Health Ministry has designated all major metropolitans as red zones. After the lockdown ends on May 3rd, this includes Delhi, Mumbai, Chennai, Kolkata, Hyderabad, Bangalore and Ahmedabad. Also, from May 1st, from ATM sanitization to train boarding hours, there are some changes that has come into effect from today, so you can check out the detail list on that as well. Apart from that, Home Ministry Joint Secretary Punya Salila has said the movement of goods that are being disrupted in some parts of the country, on which MHA has clarified that even if they are empty, they shouldn't be stopped at state borders and they do not need separate passes. Apart from that, Maharashtra Chief Minister Uddhav Thackeray has said that the coronavirus-induced lockdown restrictions will be lifted in the state in a zone-wise manner and the rules will be relaxed cautiously. So in a live webcast, he said that the lockdown rules will not be relaxed in a hurry. Apart from that, he said that the lockdown has acted as a speed breaker in the virus chain, and he added that the number of positive cases in the state increased due to aggressive testing. Apart from that, seeking ramp up its testing capacity for COVID-19, Karnataka government has proposed to increase the number of labs in the state. Now it will become 60 by the end of this month is what they have proposed against the existing 26 labs. Also, Indian pharma companies are being forced to provide incentives and assurances of disinfected factories in order to bring workers to production line. Apart from that, Indians were in a lockdown. We witnessed a decline of 86% in terms of footfall as per a report by Google Community Mobility Report. And Indians, that means, were staying home during the lockdown. Also today, an important meeting was held by the Prime Minister Narendra Modi at his residence. He chaired the meeting with the Home Minister, Railways and Commerce Minister and Cabinet Secretary. Today, Prime Minister Narendra Modi met key ministers, including Home Minister Amit Shah, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman, to discuss the lockdown exit strategy. Zoom has reached to the government after MHA had flagged the security concerns as per a report. And also today, reports came that production of hydroxychloroquine has increased to 30 crore tablets. So that was the information from India. Let's move on to the global updates. Over 1 million people have recovered from the novel coronavirus globally, according to the Johns Hopkins University data. And if we talk about the number of people who are infected, it stands at 3.25 million. More than 2,33,000 people have died in the pandemic so far. Also, if we talk about the US, US is the worst impacted country. US jobless toll now amounts to 18.4% of the working age population. Also, Trump has claimed that he has evidence that COVID-19 originated in the Wuhan lab. Also, the president of the European Commission has bagged calls for an investigation into the origin of the novel coronavirus and has said China should be involved in the process. Also, today, the World Health Organization has said that it hopes that China will invite it to take part in its investigations into the animal origins of the novel coronavirus. Also, if you talk about the US airlines, it will also now require passengers to cover their face during the flights, and also there will be an SOP for people flying after the lockdown is lifted. Boris Johnson has said that UK is now past the peak. Also, meanwhile, Johnson will see how schools and workplaces could safely reopen once lockdown restrictions are eased. Also, UK food banks have faced record demand in this pandemic. The death toll among British, Black, Africans and British Pakistanis from coronavirus in English hospitals is more than 2.5 times than that of the white population, is a stark analysis done by the Institute of Fiscal Studies in the UK, and this is what is found out. Iran has also reported 63 more deaths and the death toll now is over 6,000 in the country. Spain has reported a further 281 fatalities in the novel coronavirus pandemic in the last 24 hours. The nationwide death toll has now risen to 24,824. Also, Russia's coronavirus crisis response center has reported a daily record rise in the number of cases as well. The country recorded an additional almost 8,000 new cases in the last 24 hours. Now the total number of infected people reported in the country are over 1,14,400. Singapore has reported an additional 932 new cases on May 1st, and the health ministry has said that most of these are foreign workers living in dormitories. The latest addition now takes the country's confirmed cases to over 17,000. Malaysia has eased some of the restrictions. Most businesses will reopen next week after May 4th. Also, the COVID-19 outbreak in Afghanistan will be dangerous for the country as, it will have to confront an approaching health crisis is what a report by the US Congress has said. China's National Health Commission has said that there were 12 new confirmed cases of infection and that 6 of them were attributed to imported cases. Also, asymptomatic cases in China have now risen to 981. Of these, 631 are in the Hubei province. That was the epicenter of the outbreak. Also, Australia reportedly is planning to restart sporting activities again after they confirm how they will start restart and ease the lockdown. Also, Bangladesh has reopened hundreds of its garment factories this week after, there was a shutdown for over a month to fight the pandemic. But now critics are saying that it will risk life of these workers who are working in these factories. But most of the branded garments import, clothes from Bangladesh. Also, Sri Lanka has curbed 27 COVID-19 clusters is what the officials of the country have said. Also, Russian Prime Minister Mikhail Mishustin has tested positive for the novel coronavirus. Apart from that, Japan is to decide whether it will extend the state of emergency in the country as early as May 4th. Apart from that, the positive-looking Bill Gates has said that COVID-19 vaccine may only be 9 months away. So that is something to cheer about, but we still have to hear how long will the vaccine take to be deployed in the population. Apart from that, the world should follow the South Korean model on the COVID-19 fight is what the UN chief has said. Apart from that, let's look at some of the other interesting articles covered on the Money Control website. It is a Money Control exclusive that Gilead says open to collaborate with governments and drug firms to make remdesivir globally available. Money Control's Vishwanath Pillai writes that in the past, Gilead has used these voluntary licenses to rope in Indian companies in order to manufacture and launch drugs like the HIV drugs in the past. So we know that. Apart from that, the COVID-19 onslaught, India's hospitals look down the barrel of the gun, writes Money Control contributor Ranjit Bhushan. He says there is a good chance that many hospital chains could become open to acquisitions by private entities or even the government once the crisis is over. So that's an interesting take there. Apart from that, something that is equally interesting is the Daily Money Control Isolation Planner, quick workout, cooking tips, motivational quotes, listens, reads and movies. So learn how to take a break with the Money Control Isolation Planner for the lockdown. Also, Money Control Pro, that is India's fastest growing financial subscription service, has turned 1 year old. So on this birthday, Money Control Pro, which has been providing actionable investment ideas, exclusive analysis, curated market data in an ad-free experience, will now be available for ₹1 a day. So you can now subscribe to MC Pro at this special offer price. Also, while you are at it, look out for the benefits worth ₹20,000 available only for pro users. So don't miss out on that. Log on to the Money Control website and app to find out more. Also remember, the offer is only valid from 21st April to May 7th. So you have to quickly check that out. Also, all suggestions and feedbacks can be sent to mcpodcast@nw18.com. We are all open to your suggestions and feedbacks. But with that, it's a wrap on this edition of Money Control's Coronavirus Essential podcast. Thanks for tuning in today.